Audio Addict Radio Show.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm alright, how are you?
I'm alright.
Yeah.
How's all our listeners? Text us in.
Text us. Yeah.
Not that you've ever done that yet, but you might now.
Audio Addict Mag. Yeah. Today's been eventful.
Everyone's on a bit of a high, I think. Well, apart from our friends that are in bed.
Yeah.
But everyone else is on a high.
Well, I don't know about high. Just, I think we're all just knackered.
Well, that's
true. We're happy.
We're not done yet, so we're not on that much of a high. But, like, a couple of people I live with and stuff, they're all done now, completely.
That's mental.
So they feel on cloud nine so
much. I'm not. I'm going to be gutted.
Well, when we finish.
Yeah, I'm going to be gutted.
It'll be sad.
I might fail just so I can do it a year again.
I'm not going to do that, but... Do you reckon you could fail at this point?
Nah, you can't fail. Well, what if you got the mark you didn't want to get?
We should do it again anyway.
We should do a different course. We should do music promotion for 3 years now.
Shall we? And then after that, do a performance.
Yeah.
And then we can just be the complete musical person.
I'll be an all-rounder.
If you can't get a job with those 3 degrees, blimey.
Jack of all trades.
Exactly. We do production, we could do... Yeah, I mean, we could just do anything in any part of the industry.
We could put on a gig... We could promote it, we could write about it, and we could play it. We're done.
Oh, exactly.
Geniuses.
Genius.
Why didn't we think of this earlier?
But with the raised fees and stuff, it's going to cost us about 100 grand.
We'll work.
That, yeah. Student loan, who cares? So it is just me and Louis for now.
Yep.
We reckon they're asleep.
I reckon they're asleep.
Because they ordered an all-nighter.
All-nighter? Dissertations, if you will.
So crazy. And, we might not do a full-length show, or we might.
Well, it depends how it goes, doesn't it?
Maybe some friends will turn up.
Maybe someone will turn up. Maybe we'll drag someone from the SU shop and they'll be like, oi.
Just be like, come and be a guest. We're just going to ask you about things.
Ask you about Dillinger Escape Plan.
I mean, I put in some songs here. Have you seen what
I
put in?
Yeah, I saw it. It's like Audio Addict. It's Fairy Audio Addict.
Is it? Well, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Looks
like we're all here with that playlist.
I haven't actually heard this first song in so long.
Oh, I'm not big on it.
Oh, I think it's a huge song. But I haven't heard it in ages. And it's called Plugin Baby, and it's by Muse, and it goes like this. And that was Biffy Clyro.
What's up?
That's a good song, isn't it?
One of my favourites. That's the song which got me into Biffy Clyro. I hated him.
Oh, you were kind
song.
Of a latecomer.
Yeah, proper. No, well, I saw him in 2007, thought they were rubbish. I hated Saturday Superhouse. What a terrible song.
It's not a terrible
and,
song.
And but after I saw him on that tour and that song, I quite liked him. I like him a lot now. Listen to their entire discography the other day.
I've done that not too long ago, because I thought I was going to go to Isle of Wight, but I didn't find
it. Oh, you're not there. We can make it up in mind.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to, because it's just money now. Because
yeah.
I really need to buy a bass guitar, like, badly.
Yeah.
So I don't have one, so every time I've been borrowing other people's and stuff, and that's just, like, such a pain. So if I don't buy one now, you know...
Just going on tour next week.
Well, sort of. But
you're going on tour.
It's not like travelling the world in an aeroplane.
A Hampshire tour.
Yeah, pretty
much. With a London show that's stuck
to London. We had one in Leeds, but that had to get cancelled. And then I think we're mid trying to get one in Liverpool because the venue looks quite good.
Oh.
But the thing is, we're all going to be in this tiny little car with the equipment like piled on us.
It's going to be a struggle.
So going all the way
up to
Liverpool.
Who's driving?
Dan Marlowe. He's like a guy that, like, sort of our manager guy that like does lots of stuff.
Cool.
But yeah, that'll be fun. What are you doing these next few weeks? Are you gonna? Do you reckon you're gonna crack on with these next two deadlines, or are you just gonna like?
I don't know. I was gonna have a day off. And just
a day off. I was thinking like a week off.
I don't think I'll be able to do it. Well, I've got a few gigs this week. I think I'm going to London to see Janelle Monáe.
You're a fan.
I'll probably chill out. I'll chill out after Janelle Monáe. No, yeah. I'll chill out until Janelle Monáe.
Oh, okay.
Get that out of the way with.
Then crack on.
Then crack on. But I'm going. I'm going away for a wedding next weekend. So
away, like somewhere in, like, fun.
Norwich.
Oh, I thought you made it sound like you're going to, like, I don't know, yeah, Miami Alibi. For a wedding or something.
No, so but I get back the day before the deadline, so.
Unless you're gonna have to crack on.
I think I'm gonna crack on it, but earlier rather than later.
Because we are surely we're all gonna need to be together at some point for this one.
Yeah.
This isn't really very good radio topic, but yeah.
but let's go back to your tour.
Okay.
What was I going to ask about it? I was going to ask something about it. Are you excited for it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
I think some shows will be much better than other shows.
Southampton?
Yeah. Well, yeah, surely. Yeah. Avondale's.
I might come. I still haven't seen, I say that every time. I might come. I might come see the Holy Tees.
It'll be. I think they're all support slots.
Yeah. What about the London show? Tell me about the London show. Are you playing? Are you playing in London? Because London's a big place.
It is a big place. It's in Kilburn. Can't remember. It might be called the Good Ship or something.
Yeah.
So it is pretty much a pub, but I looked on the website and it's a nice little performance area and stuff. Headliners are called, what are they called? Can't remember, I'm not going to remember. But I looked at all the SoundCloud and stuff. They've got a lot of plays and stuff, so hopefully they'll bring an audience.
Yeah.
And because it's our first show nearer where me and Phil, the drummer, live, hopefully we'll get lots of friends from home to go.
That'd be handy.
And stuff like that. We should get quite a lot of people there.
Cool.
It's good that they're all support slots because we obviously we're not exactly like a well-known band that are going to make people come, so it's better to have support slots, otherwise you end up just playing to like next to no one.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, it'll be cool.
I'm excited for you.
Well, thanks.
Excited for you.
It's a little bit
could be the start of big things. Don't really brag,
because it's a little bit and slightly annoying timing because like it's good that the dissertation's out of the way, but if it was just after the 27th, which is our last hand, then I would just be able to chill and enjoy it properly, but I'm still going to be trying to do work and stuff, which is a bit annoying, but that's life.
That is life. Are you sticking around after the fight, after the 27th?
Yeah, I'll probably stay till our house is, you know, till we have to move out of our
house.
Which is the 27th of June or something. We need
to be out. Something similar to that. I'm here for my birthday on the 1st of June, so should be, you know.
Big night out with the boys.
Big night out with the boys.
Lab pack potential?
Lab pack. I think there's some lab pack potential. Propaganda potential. So, you
boozy.
Know,
get boozy, boozy mate.
I said that the other day. I'm going to get boozy tonight. I actually said that. What have I become? I get boozy.
Become a lad. We've discussed this. You're in the lab pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Well, that's that. What's the meaning of life?
It's like 24. Do you remember that Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? Did you see that film?
Yeah.
And then in the end, that was like, a number.
It's a number, isn't it? Yeah.
I think that's probably a joke that I don't understand.
It's just a number.
Or is it meant to just be a number?
It's just meant to be a number.
Music? Do you like churches?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it?
Sort of. You don't sound very keen. Hudson Taylor, they're like...
He's doing all right, or they are doing all right.
They supported Jake Bugg when I was dragged along to see Jake Bugg in the Guildhall. It's not fun. But they were much better than him.
They're doing all right, Hudson Taylor.
I liked them. Let's see what we think. It's only 2 minutes 49. That's a short song.
That's a short song, punk.
And then we will talk about other things, because that's what you do on the radio. I did recognise that song, actually. I do like it.
It was advert music, wasn't it?
Yeah, or like a nice little film trailer.
Yeah. We should be music journalists.
We should do that.
Yeah.
Would someone like to pay us to do that?
Yeah, if you fancy paying us to write about your music, or talk about your music, because we're quite good at that.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of free time coming up.
Head on over. We saw a bunch of pictures during the week of Avril Lavigne, who's fan, and she was doing some shots with some fans, which sounds like
meet
a really
and greet
nice,
shots.
Yeah,
nice.
But these fans had to queue for like how many hours?
I don't know.
It was like so long. I think they even paid money just
$400.
And the pictures, if you haven't seen them, like Google it, because she's about as near as I am to Louis now. She's about a metre apart.
Apparently the security said before, not allowed to touch Avril Lavigne.
Do not touch Avril.
Do not touch Avril.
Break your wrists. And so all the pictures are like, you imagine a meet and greet, you want pictures where like arms around each other, just like, hey, I'm meeting Avril Lavigne, paid $400 for this.
Yeah.
But instead they're about a metre apart, just like standing there with their hands by their sides, just been threatened by like a 6 foot, you know, seven bouncer that if you touch her. Avril Lavigne, what a diva.
You wouldn't have guessed it, would you? Maybe now. Yeah, I wasn't actually that surprised. I like Avril.
I think everyone did it at a point. She's ruined it, though.
Ruined it now, hasn't she?
Especially with stuff like that. What is wrong with her?
Come on, Avril.
Oh, so
but have you ever gone to a meet and greet?
No.
I've gone to a meet and greet. I haven't never paid for a meet.
No.
I don't think I have.
We queued in the signing tent at Reading once.
Yeah, who I did that for Frank Turner. Oh, shock.
Of course. I can't even remember who it was. I don't think it was anyone I was interested in.
My friends did Paramore. They queued up a long time to meet Paramore.
That's cool, just to meet
I think it's cool if you meet and greet's cool, as long as you have to pay for it. I think that's just scamming your fans.
Especially for that much money and then to just like be in the same room as her. Well, it's not a meet and greet, it's a be in the same room as Avril for $400.
Yeah. It's awful, isn't it?
Because not so long ago, there was pictures of 30 Seconds to Mars with plastic gloves on.
Yeah, right? That's, like, pretentious.
Even more, though. That's, like, suggesting that all their fans are, like, dirty or ill or something. What is wrong with them? God, people just...
Should we do a meet and greet?
People can get like to queue $400.
For $400, queue up outside the radio station, and
stand a meter away from us.
You can stand or sit on the other side of the table.
Don't touch us. If you're lucky, we'll say hello, but it depends on what mood we're in.
For $600, you can watch our entire show. For $800, you can guest on the show.
Wow, I'm liking these prices. Why are we in dollars, though?
I don't know.
We should move to America.
Yeah, I want to.
Nah. You'd fit in America.
I would, wouldn't I? I'd embrace the culture. I'd eat a lot.
Well, that's the divas out of the way.
Is that it? Rihanna, did you see the Rihanna ones?
No.
It's BuzzFeed. Yeah. Did a comparison between the Avril ones and the Rihanna ones.
Yeah.
And Rihanna's like grabbing all the girls' boobs and ass and letting them hug her.
Yeah.
And like putting them on a giving them
surely
piggybacks.
That's
much better, isn't it?
Just take it easy, like, be like really lighthearted and just, you know.
Just hang out.
You don't have to go all crazy about it. Like, oh, how dare they touch me?
Some people, like, they're role models to people. And then, like,
absolutely.
Must be a bit gutted if you're about to meet your role model.
Imagine if it's a really young fan.
Yeah, like
whose
six.
Parents paid $400 for her to go and meet her hero, Avril Lavigne.
They won't even say, shake the hand. You shake my hand?
You can shake hands.
Yeah, I'll shake hands.
I'll do that for less than $400.
I know. Yeah, don't charge me.
But yeah, who the hell's Avril Lavigne anyway?
Who's Avril
Lavigne? So 10 years ago. And this is Arctic Monkeys, who you definitely don't like, do you?
No.
And then Gorillaz, you like Gorillaz?
No.
So this should be a fun 7.5 minutes for Louis. Louis, I know you're not a football man, but did you hear about what happened to Liverpool yesterday?
No, what happened? Tell me all about it.
Well, we were still within a sniff of the Premier League title. Which would
okay,
be
yeah, yeah,
such
close.
A big deal for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, close.
But if we dropped any points, then it'd be over. It'd be City's to win.
Okay.
We were 3-0 up. With about 15 minutes to go.
No.
Yeah.
Say it ain't so.
And then Crystal Palace. 3 goals in about 11 minutes.
No.
3-0 it finished.
Gutted. And we got a point.
We got a point, but it's not enough. It's handed it to City.
So City got it now.
Yeah.
They got
well,
no
not
unless
Manu miles away, but they...
Arsenal?
Chelsea or... Well, it'd be us if anyone still.
Yeah. Oh, really? You got one game left, though?
We got one game left. They got 2 games left. We're 1 point ahead.
Oh.
So we need them to not lose. Win both. We need them to lose and then win, and we need to win.
Win, yeah.
Win.
See, that's
but basically, no, that's not going to happen because their 2 games are against really rubbish teams at home, and it's over. We've blown it.
Well, you think you're gutted with football? Norwich, I think the only way we can stay in the league is if Sunderland lose and we win.
You've been doomed for a while, then.
Yeah,
but
we're screwed.
Sunderland of
and do you know our last match is with
Arsenal? Or someone really good, I know.
I think it's Man U.
Oh, that's not that good. You could win that.
Yeah, it's Man U.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's just
we drew with Chelsea, I think.
Who Norwich?
Yeah.
Did
really well against them, apparently.
Limin.
Yeah, 0-0,
did,
I think.
Yeah, it was 0-0. And then, but Sunderland beat
we're
Chelsea.
Fighting. We're fighting.
Sunderland beat Chelsea, drew with City, beat someone else really hard. Like, recently they've been winning. Like,
yeah, because I don't want to get relegated.
If they didn't have this miraculous, like, phase in there of form, you probably wouldn't have gone down. But as it is, see you later.
That you don't know yet.
You're a very boring team.
Though. No, we're not. We're
who
great
do you like
team.
On your team?
Wolfswing? No, I like Houlihan.
He's alright.
Houlihan's awesome.
He barely ever plays anyway. But
I know. They should put him on more often because free kicks are second to none.
Wow.
I think he scores from free kicks.
I think he is really good, but he never gets played. You're about to say Wolfswinkel, who scored like what once?
Yeah, he hasn't scored that much. It's not your name.
He was meant to be such a big deal.
He'd better be awesome, but he's done nothing for us.
Absolutely nothing.
Sad. And the manager fiasco.
Fiasco.
Not doing well, are we? Oh well.
No, you are.
I do like him. But we'll see what happens there. I went to a gig last night. I went to Avondale's. It's the best gig I've ever been to at Avondale's.
Well, you weren't at the Holy Tees EP launch. Should
no,
have seen it.
Sorry, weren't there. I'm sure this was better. This was a better gig, though. Definitely
well,
better gig.
Well, tell us about them.
Well, I saw a band called Suburban Legends. Now, they have the best CV ever.
And why is that?
They were, for a long time, Disney World's house band. Right?
So
they were Disney World's house band. Imagine being paid to play at Disney World every day.
Yeah, fair enough.
How awesome. They played Miley Cyrus's 16th birthday party.
That's weird.
That's cool, Ellis.
Is it cool or just a bit like
it's cool. All 16, right?
No,
it might have been younger, it might have been 15. I don't know. They also toured the world like Bowling for Soup and Real Big Fish. And they're a ska punk band who cover like I Just Can't Wait to Be King and Under the Sea and stuff like that. And their own songs.
That's cool.
They were so much fun. They're getting little kids to like jump off the monitors and stuff. It was well fun. And they do dance moves on stage with the trumpet player and the trombone player. They do these cool dance moves and like have like play fights and stuff.
It does sound very cool.
It was so much fun. I was really busy as well. They should have done like joiners, really.
I've not been to a busy Avondale show.
It was really good. I can't put into words how good it was. It was ska punk. Everyone was dancing. It wasn't like normal Avondale show. It was like 10 people there watching. Everyone was dancing.
That's cool.
It was great.
And you said you had a couple more, didn't you, like coming up?
I might go see a band called Desolated. Tomorrow, the unit, they're a pretty horrible band because all their fans beat each other up. Yeah, like proper lay into each other.
I have no time for stuff like that. What is the point?
What's the point?
Does it get like really aggressive?
Yeah,
and angry
there's
as well?
Not a more aggressive like fan base.
Silly.
It's called crowd killing. I don't care who they're around.
It's because the band's name is Desolated. It's not. They're not going to be a nice.
They're a
bunch,
good band. I think they're a good band. I'm seeing. I think I'm going to celebrate by going to that tomorrow.
Is that Joiners? Did you say
that's Unit? I think.
Oh.
I'm not going to have any Unit nights now. A bit sad.
They keep like. Don't they keep shutting and then not shutting and then.
Yeah, it's weird. And after that, I'm going to see Janelle Monáe.
Janelle Monáe from Desolated to Janelle Monáe.
Yep.
That's a big jump.
And at London Brixton Academy, I've only ever been to Brixton Academy once.
This is when I got confused when I saw Earl Sweatshirt, because I thought I went there, but I didn't.
Oh, you went to Electric Brixton.
There you go. So, Brixton Academy must be fairly big now.
Yeah, it's huge. It's 5,000 people.
How do you know how many she sold?
Sold out, mate.
Really?
Sold
Janelle
out.
Janelle
Monáe. Janelle, diva. I am getting my diva fever out one night only.
No, that'd be cool. That'd be nice.
And, yeah.
Did you buy a ticket? Or did you get
bought a ticket. Oh, that's how much. She's on my list of what people I want to see who I haven't seen yet.
Fair enough.
She looks so good. YouTube her video. She looks amazing live.
That's the remaining reason I still might purchase an Isle of Wight ticket, even though I can't afford it, is because it might be the last time we'll see Chili Peppers.
You might be disappointed with Chili Peppers, though.
Maybe, but I still want to see them, because they were a big deal
Aerosmith
at the right time. Don't care.
Do you not an Aerosmith guy?
No. Absolutely not.
I thought you'd love Aerosmith.
Absolutely not.
You'd love him, mate. I'm surprised. I thought you'd be all over Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah, I do love Aerosmith. No, I mean, obviously...
Are you a Linkin Park fan?
No.
That's never your scene,
wasn't it? No. Too aggressive. Why doesn't everyone just...
They're not aggressive.
Doesn't everyone just chill
they're
out?
They're not aggressive.
Play some...
Linkin Park, they're terrible.
Some pretty acoustic guitar and
so
some nice little harmonies.
Get
sorted.
That, get that.
What, with Linkin Park?
No acoustic guitar. We might get a few harmonies. Okay, we'll leave that one. Well, so I'm fitting. I'm going to see at the Cellar on Saturday... I'm going to see Pulled Apart by Horses.
Oh, no, I actually listened to that album, which is weird for me, but I listen to that album a lot. Was it called
The name
Venom?
Is deceiving.
Was it called Venom?
Yeah, no, that was the track.
What was it called?
It was called Tough Love.
Yeah, no, that was cool, though. I liked that.
The name's a bit deceiving, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a bit of a indie band.
Yeah.
Kind of, although they got that
pull screamy.
You apart Horses vibe.
That'll be Ancilla, nice venue for that.
I've seen them in Ancilla before, and it was nuts.
I bet.
It was so nuts.
Are they pushing a new album then? Will they play new stuff? Or?
Playing new stuff, yeah. So I'm really excited about that, because she could be off the chart.
Saturday, you said.
Saturday. Oh, I'll tell you who's playing in Southampton on Friday. The Subboys.
Oh, no, Toby said that, the guitarist in our band, and he said it, but he was gutted because... Yeah, because we're...
Lennon's.
It was what?
It's at Lennon's.
So Lennon's, yeah, but we're playing somewhere.
Oh, no. That's why I'm seeing Janelle Monáe.
He really wanted to see them.
They're awesome.
I don't know them that well.
Oh, don't you? You'd love them. You'd love them. No. That is a perfect Ellis band.
Is it really?
It's like the perfect Ellis
band. Should we
band.
See if they're on here?
Yeah.
The Subways.
Yeah, they are the band for you, I'd say.
I'm going to be really offended by this.
There's a beautiful bass player.
Let's play
Rock and Roll Queen.
I'm going to be offended by that. I'm going to hear this and be like, that is absolutely not what I like at all.
Let's play that. Are you going to love it? I think you'll love it.
Let's find out. I hope I like it, otherwise I'm going to really like Louis. You totally have underestimated my music taste. All right, so yeah, what's it called?
Rock and Roll Queen.
Rock and Roll Queen by the Subways.
Radio Sonar plays music like this.
Three shows left.
Three shows left after this one.
And then there will be no more Audio Radio Show. Well, actually, it depends what they do next year.
We'll be like an enigma. will be a cult. We have a cult following.
But the sounds of it next year, they're going to like start their own station online.
I think they're going to do a 24-hour radio station. We'll have to do some guest slots.
Like, yeah, I think they want it all of, like, throughout, from first, second and third year, they want people to make their own little podcasts and stuff, and they'll just play them.
Nice.
It's good practice, good experience, definitely.
Nice idea.
It's not going to be anything like the Audio Addict Radio Show. Come on, though. It's legendary.
We are royalty.
Radio 1 were on our case trying to get us to move our show to their prime time, you know, breakfast slot.
Yeah,
I had
Fern Cotton begging me.
And we were just like,
sexual favors.
Man.
And you said no. I said I can't.
We were just like, we like Radio Sonar. And we're getting a degree down
sticking,
here.
We're sticking around till the long haul.
And now we're just gonna let it fade out like the legend that it is. Yeah. It's gonna be beautiful.
One day it won't be there.
That's the end of our little shortened edition of the Audio Addict Radio Show.
It's done because we're tired.
So we're tired, and it's only me and Louis, and everyone else is asleep, and that's what we want to be.
No banner, have I today?
No banner. He's not on his banter bus gang. The banter bus.
No form. I'm gonna go get boozy, man.
Go get boozy.
Oi.
We will be back next week with everyone. Well, hopefully we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll be back next week.
Most of them
will.
Might be on tour.
I could.
Yeah, you could. Anyway, it's just some buttons.
Just play and stop.
But thanks for listening.
Thank you. Cheers, Mum.
Is your mum listening?
No.
Neither is mine. Fine.